One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You're my little precious.
Okay, this is getting worse and worse.
Literally Latino.
This is fun Halloween.
This is fun.
Sarah looks like a gorgy, oh, most gorgeous princess ever, and I'm just my green self. I am so sorry that
Derek's
this happened
seen
to
Lauren's
me.
Boobs.
That has happened. Derek's seen Lauren's boobs. Like. License registration.
Out the window. When I was younger, I wanted to always have huge boobs. And for Halloween at like age 11, my mother allowed me to be Dolly Parton.
Hi. Hey. It's Sarah and Lo Beeston, your Fairly Odd Sisters. Woo! Yeah!
Hello, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. If you are watching right now, I'm just kidding. We're not Phantom of the Opera, but it just felt that in my bones that I wanted to do that.
You might be a little scared.
You might be a little spooky dookied of me. I'm the Wicked Witch of the West. I'm Elphaba.
And I'm Glinda.
Hello.
Hello.
And Sarah looks like a gorgy, most gorgeous princess ever. And I'm just, you know, my green self.
Honestly, she looks edgy and cooler than me, so it's fine. It's fine.
I love it. I'm so stoked I get to dress up like a witch. You want to know something funny?
Yeah, I do.
The last time I dressed up like a witch was when I was like five or six, okay? My dad was like, let me paint your face. I just wanted to be a cute witch. My sister was being a witch. She had like a black wig with like a white streak in it. And I was like, I had the same one. It was like a miniature version of my sister's outfit, but I was just, you know, she was 9 years older than me. So I just wanted to do everything she did.
Yes.
And my dad goes, why don't you let me paint your face? And I was like, I was like, sure. I'm like, I'll do whatever you say, you know? And so he painted my face completely white, completely white with like black circles around my eye. Like, I think he did, like, I have a picture of this. If I can find it, I will have our editor put this in, but it was the scariest looking thing ever. When I saw myself in the mirror,
you cry.
I started bawling.
Oh,
and it wasn't because I was scared of myself.
You just wanted to be pretty.
It's because I felt so gosh darn ugly.
It's traumatized. It's traumatized.
But I let
you.
Them all believe that it was because I was so scared of myself because
it was on purpose. Yeah,
you know. So I was like, yeah, I was too scared.
Yeah, I feel like this is what I wore last month to the ball. So
yeah, you
I'm
did
just an outfit
I love
repeater
it. Outfit repeater. but what out. I can say is that I've conquered that. Yeah. And now I look at myself and I love being green.
Do you love being green?
I love it.
Here's the thing is also we've switched colors because the wigs just weren't happening. It's just
we
too
didn't
hard.
Do wigs, so we did I'm green and Sarah's pink today.
We just did a little switcheroo, so
little switch.
You look great.
Thank you for that.
Honestly, your outfit is comfier and I'm jelly.
It is pretty comfy. Yeah. I can't lie.
Yeah.
Really just loose, limp, and floppy.
Yeah. So next week is Halloween.
Yes.
And we will have a different costume for you.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe you'll see us in another costume next week.
Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Any updates on you, Lo?
I have a cold, so sorry that I sound weird today.
Okay, I filmed like 10 with my nose stuffy.
Yeah,
and
I got...
For some reason, mine is kind of stuffy right now.
Uh-oh, you might have got my cold.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's just, a little stuffy today, so sorry about that.
But no real updates other than Derek and Sarah have finally moved in and we're finally living lives next door neighbors. And we've the best thing ever.
Pardon my yawn. I know people are a little upset.
Zoom in on our yard.
It's so funny. I was telling Lo that people were commenting like, Sarah needs to stop yawning. Sorry, we filmed. Word?
You can't
we're
say
We're working
yawn.
All day and then I'm just a tired mom. But also,
when you say yawn, it makes me yawn. So
sorry about that.
That's fine.
But like, can you control yawns? No. So these people are getting mad at me about something that I can't control. Have you ever thought about that?
Listen.
Lindsay, when you're commenting, I'm just kidding. I don't know who said that, but.
All the Lindsays. They're like,
I do yawn a lot and I'm sorry about that, but I can't control it.
It's okay. Can't I forgive not. You. We can't all not. Forgive you.
Thank you.
Any updates from you?
Nope. Okay. Oh, my brother is also being Glinda.
That's really funny that we found out that they were being this exact costume.
But he's like hand stitching his whole costume.
Yeah.
And
rest assured their outfits will be better.
Yes. So it's just funny, like thinking about my parents and they're looking at their grown up adults both being Glinda.
That's really good.
For Halloween. But yeah, no other updates.
Okay.
You guys are going to New York soon.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Tanner's running his marathon.
You're going on Halloween.
We're going to New York on Halloween night. So we'll go trick or treating in the day with the girls, literally fly out that night. And then he has his marathon, which is crazy. It feels like he's been training for this for so long.
Yeah. It honestly feels like 3 years.
It has been.
Him and Jack have been running.
Just running. And now he's like, he goes on like a 14 mile run and that's like his easy, like light run. That and I'm just so like, wild. What is this? I don't get it, but I think they're both going to do amazing. I'm really proud of them for all the training they've put into it, but we'll keep you posted how that goes.
Jack is our friend's husband. Yeah. Jack Bangeter. Not my Jack, if you're.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jack's running.
Little Jack is doing the marathon.
He's training for that marathon, no.
Yeah, if you know the Bangeters, Ken and Jack.
Yeah.
Jack is running it with Tanner.
Yeah, but they're doing it for a really cool cause. You should talk about that.
Yeah, so they're running with a charity for ALS, and we, since doing this, have found out all about ALS. It's the saddest disease ever. There's no cure. And it basically just deteriorates your body, like from the time you get it, at different rates, but it's pretty quick. And it makes it so you can't talk, you can't walk. And eventually all your organs shut down and stuff like that. And it's the saddest. It takes, obviously, people from being who they are to somebody who they don't even recognize because of all of that, what they can't do. But
horrible.
So yeah, they're raising money. They've been raising money for this charity so that, and yeah, they're running for that charity.
Yeah. So
in the
cool
marathon.
That's super cool. And Derek's going to fly out and go watch. So that'll be fun with his parents. And I'm just going to stay back with the kids.
Sad.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
It'll be fun. You have a little green on your arm. I know. Just a piece
I have
of me
green everywhere. We just filmed a bunch of videos.
Yeah, we'll have this. Some fun TikToks to post so you guys can see our outfits,
little reels and stuff. But there's green everywhere.
Literally
anything
everywhere.
Lauren touched green.
It turns green. Yes. So
oh, I think it's from the wand. You touched the wand and it's turning green.
Sorry about that.
Okay, so some sad pop culture updates. First one is that Liam Payne from One Direction passed away.
Yeah,
unexpectedly.
So sad, so young.
I've just been seeing so many quotes from all the members of One Direction.
Yeah, and he has a 7-year-old son, and it's just heartbreaking.
That is so, do we know how he died?
I know he fell off a balcony,
yeah. But I don't know more details than that. They're probably not sharing that.
Yeah.
I heard that Zayn postponed
his tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all the boys, I'm sure, are so heartbroken in his family. I just like feel for like obviously his son the most. Like, that breaks my heart. So sad.
So that's sad. And then on the topic of living, Zac Efron had his 37th birthday.
Well, he's freaking old now.
Well, we're old. Doesn't that make you feel old?
Yeah, it makes me feel really old.
It was just the other day.
He's 17, going on 17.
Yeah. No, the other day he was singing, bet on it, bet on it, bet on it. No, we're just old now.
No, I'm pretty sad about that.
Every time I think about him getting old, it's literally like I'm old.
I'm just getting old.
Yeah.
Man. tired? That'll cut you deep.
Man. She's just staring. Man. If you believe it, we've pretty much been filming for the last 4 hours. So.
Yeah, we really have.
So if
we need some caffeine.
Yeah, we should.
1 second.
1 second. She'll be back. So basically, I'll just chit chat while she's getting our caffeine. But Lo and I were trying to figure out what Halloween costumes we wanted to be this year. And obviously, the theme of the podcast is pink and green. And I remember going to New York with Derek not too long ago, and we saw Wicked for the first time. I had grown up seeing The Wizard of Oz, but I had never seen Wicked. And so I was blown away. I thought it was the best Broadway play I had ever seen in my life. And what? Yes. No, but truly the best storyline, best everything. And then the trailer for Wicked came out with the pink and the green. I was like, Lo, we have to do this. So we decided to be this. And then we have one other surprise costume for you that we will reveal next week. But oh my gosh, I can hear her from a mile away. Thank you. Oh, witch's brew.
This one was already open.
So she went and got me a witch's brew, Lonnie. Just popping this open.
We need to crack these.
Crack these. Okay. In other news.
What were you talking about?
I was just saying how Wicked's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
On Thanksgiving.
Yeah, the 20th.
I had seen it for the first time in Broadway and then Pink and Green. And so we had good. To do this. We
it's
had
so
to.
Good. Yeah, the pink and green combination is where it's at.
And now pink and green is trending.
Yeah, because of it. I love it.
Love it.
I love to see it. Oh, and other news. So Twilight is like my everything to me. Twilight saga.
Twilight is everything to me. I don't know if I've ever heard someone say that in real life.
It really is. And the girls that will get it will get it.
I know. I love Twilight.
No, but it's everything to me. Okay. You know, yes. Like you love it, but like it is everything to me. It's what mm-hmm. I think about. Sometimes when I think about it, I get a little bit depressed because it's like over.
Yeah.
So then I have to throw myself back into that world. So that's why every year for Christmas, I wrap presents to all of the Twilight movies yes. and I rewatch them every uh-huh. Christmas. Anyway, so guess what? They did on TikTok. They've been targeting me because they know that Twilight is everything to me. And they did like a makeup collab with Twilight. And I don't even remember the brand.
Makeup.
It's oh, just like a brand palette? did a palette with Twilight. And it's like all these colors and Twilight things. And I literally sent it to Tanner and I said, I was going to buy this myself, but it feels like it needs to be a present from somebody. So yes. I sent it to him because I'm like, I need this.
You should send it to me.
Well,
maybe, I didn't.
Maybe if you were on Twilight TikTok, you would have bought it
maybe
for me anyway.
I was on the right side of TikTok.
But I'm really excited for it because I think he got it for me.
Wait, so he got it?
I think so. I hope so. I mean, I sent it to him on my wish list.
Tanner, if there's ever one podcast to listen to, please listen to this one and order the palette for her.
Yes. I just love it. It's just so good. Anyway.
What kind of colors are in it? Is it like
well,
vampire,
it doesn't even
like,
matter to me. It's the names.
It's just oh, it's the
they
names.
Have everything like, is themed Twilight, and it's just gonna be. I'll give you an update once it comes.
Wolfgang Jacob.
Yeah, like it's gonna be every little nuanced line.
Evil
you know what I mean?
Me. Give us the name.
Spider Monkey. I don't know. Like, what is it gonna be? I don't know, but I'm excited to find out.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait for you to get that.
So random, but
and show us all.
I will share if it's good.
Where
if, even if it's not good, I might just like frame it. You know what I mean? Like just to have
if you
forever.
Frame that, I would actually be
I'm
concerned
kidding.
About
it. I won't frame it. I'll use it.
You gotta use it. Use it till it's gone.
I will. But I'll keep the packaging.
Okay.
That's
you
a deal?
Can keep it.
Okay.
Just get rid of one of your other 25 palettes in your room.
I have a problem right now.
No, we have these organizers that are unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I added 5 syllables to that came to our house and they've been helping us organize everything. And like, I thought I was like kind of an organized person until they came and now I'm like, oh my gosh, like I needed
it's next
them.
Level.
Yeah. It's next level. And they're coming to Lauren's house
to
help her bathroom.
I said, I need help in my, this is what happened. I was in my bathroom and I opened up my bottom shelves and there was just everything like stacked in there and I was looking for something and I like rummaged through it and it exploded onto my floor, of course. And so then everything was everywhere and I like looked in my closet. I had like a million clothes that I needed to hang up and I texted them immediately and said, I need help. I need help right now. on my bathroom in my closet.
I need help. She really did.
And that's how it stayed.
And she's kept it that way.
Because I know that they're coming in 2 days and they're going to do it. And I don't want to retake everything out.
I told her to just start like getting rid of stuff she already knew she didn't want. She's like, no, it's okay. They're coming.
And I know I'm going to do it then.
I had to put my makeup bag in the sink, if that gives you a visual.
Yeah. Today. It's bad. Well, because, but like normally if it gets bad, I'll clean it up because I know it's on me.
Yeah.
Have to do it. Choke it up.
No, these girls are swallow in for my, a treat.
Yeah.
Their before and afters are going to be.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good for them, honestly.
Before and afters are going to slap. Like,
probably viral.
I'm going to make it way more dirty so that I go way more viral, honestly, with these before and afters.
It'll be great. I'm excited for you. Your life, you'll feel like a breath of fresh air after that.
I'm very excited.
Yes.
Organization. No Yeesh. Breathing. Yeesh. Okay. Should we jump into this episode? Yeah.
Give you one guess on what we're doing. Say something in your car right now. Just kidding.
Halloween horror stories. Say it out loud. We're doing Halloween horror stories, and you guys had submissions, and I'm really excited to see what has happened to you on Halloween.
Missions.
What did I say? Submissions.
Oh, I thought you said you guys had some missions.
I'm sorry. It's my missions. Loaded up nose. Submissions. Ah, I can't speak. Don't speak. You know just what I'm saying.
I think the longer I talk to you, the stuffier my nose gets.
You're placebo stuff. It's like you see a stuffy, you get a stuffy.
I don't know.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Literally. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this video. Well, it's not every day that we look like this and we get to put on costumes and Lauren's wearing a green face mask. But we don't want you to feel like every day you are wearing a mask in your normal life. If you feel out of place or you're in a dark place or you just feel like you need a little therapy, we have an amazing platform for you. It's called BetterHelp. Mm-hmm. And I know it has worked for me. Derek and I have actually used BetterHelp to get some therapy and it really helped us. It was super helpful because when Derek and I were needing this therapy, it's all online. So We were in Hawaii at the time and we didn't have very many accessible places that we could go. So the best part is that it's online for you and it handpicks a specialist specifically for you and your needs.
And all you have to do is fill out a little questionnaire and it'll pick a therapist that's licensed and trained. And then if you want to change your therapist at any time, you can change them at any time for no extra charge, which is great.
I feel like even if you don't feel like you need therapy, everybody needs therapy. Mm-hmm. There's always stuff that you can be working on or skills that you can learn. I know that I learned some good coping skills just from dealing with some past stuff, and I learned how to be positive and communicate better with Derek. So this was a huge help to us, and I know that it could be for you too. So you can take off that mask with BetterHelp and visit betterhelp.com/fairlyodd today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/fairlyodd. Well, I'll just jump in because you're taking a big old chug of that. Okay. I wonder if it's entertaining for people to not watch this on YouTube. Like, do some of you out there just listen to this?
Yeah, they do. And it's in their car rides and stuff like that. So sorry.
So you just imagine how weird we're being with our bodies.
Yeah, you don't even know.
Lauren chugging that. Okay. Sorry. All right, I'm going to start us off. It says, I went to a haunted house with my friend and literally peed my pants when I turned around and saw a scarer right behind me. I went to the bathroom and tried to air dry my underwear and pants.
That sucks.
That would be me after having kids.
Because you pee yourself a lot?
It's so easy for me to pee my pants. I sneeze and pee my pants.
This is the hardest part about that. I have to wrap my brain around this. Is if I have to go at all and I do one big jump on the tramp.
Oh, gone.
Little bit comes out.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No.
I don't like that one bit.
No, it's not good.
So I could see that.
Also, I got nervous every time I went to a haunted house. So I would always feel like I had to go to the bathroom even if I didn't.
Yeah.
So I understand.
Here's the thing about me. Maybe I've changed. But growing up and like through high school, through college, I've never been scared at a haunted house.
What?
Like never been jump scared.
That's a little weird.
It's really weird.
I've been getting you lately.
Yeah, and now I'm getting jumpier as the days go on. That's why I'm saying I feel like I've changed a little bit. Yeah. And I think if I go now, I'd get scared. But like I'm not kidding. When my first date with Tanner was a haunted house. And I was hiding, jumping out, scaring him the whole time.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
And they'd try and get me, and I would just feel really awkward. Like, you know, in line when they're like walking around, yeah. And they're like,
yeah.
And they would try and get me, and I'd
You're
be like,
just like, hey.
Like, I always felt awkward because I didn't know what to do.
You were like their least favorite person to walk through there.
But then they would keep trying because they think, like, you know.
They think they can get you.
Yeah.
I actually would get scared of those because I always had this fear that one of them was going to be real. And one of them was going to
be a scary person. Okay, if I go in with the thought of like somebody in here might be a psychopath that wants to hurt me.
That's why I was scared in every haunted house because I've heard of that happening.
Well, I never thought that.
Okay, well, that's good.
Actually, I guess I did.
I always thought, what if one person is actually crazy?
Yeah.
And actually scary.
That makes it scarier.
That was
that's
scary.
Sure.
So my every friend, person, oh my gosh, I every just person this. That scared me, I was like, they're going to hurt me.
Oh,
for
my
real.
Gosh.
That was me.
I just remembered something. What? My friend was the scary person at a haunted house. She was the scarer, right?
Yeah.
She was dressed up. She's like a little doll or whatever. Ugh. She jumped out and tried to scare somebody and they punched her in the face. Straight up.
That's crazy.
That's scary.
That is
signing
scary.
Up to be a scarer when there's people out there that
happens
that'd
a
be
lot.
You. You'd be the puncher.
Yeah.
Because you're a reactor.
Yeah.
I'm a freezer.
Yeah. I bet that happens a lot.
You throw stuff.
I throw and punch.
Yeah. That's scary. That'd be scary.
Yeah. I'd be
anyway.
That person.
Okay. Next one says, I like feel like I shouldn't read because I sound so zum. Okay. Okay. Here we go. When I was in high school, I had a friend coming. Okay. Here we go. When I was in high school, I had a friend coming over because we were going to carpool to a Halloween party. My dad let her in the house, but I was still in the shower. Little did I know, she was in my room while I happened to be singing my shower song. My room and my bathroom share a wall. She was scrambling for anything to video me singing at the top of my lungs. My shower song was the effing national anthem. I was singing this baby as loud as my lungs could go. You could say I was training to sing for a Super Bowl. Luckily, she didn't find a camera in time. Ha ha ha.
So she heard.
That's funny.
You know what I'm a little confused about?
What?
Because like Lo and I haven't read these submissions.
Yeah.
This is a great story. It's
wait,
very
yeah,
funny.
Why is it? Wait.
I thought Halloween we were reading like stories. Very scary stories.
No, wait,
these are like
wait.
Cutesy and laughy, and which is great. Like that's a good time with your friend, but like, I want my hairs to stand up.
Maybe we'll come upon a scary one, but I think next episode is going to be scary.
Okay.
So this one's more of like a funny.
Okay.
Episode.
Okay.
Funny Halloween.
Okay. This is fun Halloween.
This is fun.
Super this isn't scary. Oh, do you want to tell them all what we did the other night?
Oh.
We were at your house.
Yeah, this is actually funny.
Sarah and I were like, we should watch a movie. We had just put all the kids down. And we were like, let's watch a movie. And Sarah's like, well, we should watch a scary movie. Because it's, you know,
actually,
Halloween
Tanner
time.
Said it
yeah,
first.
Yeah, Tanner, who hates scary movies. Yeah. And then she's like, let's watch the number one scariest movie ever.
He
and I'm
like,
Tanner.
Okay, The Conjuring. And I'm like, no.
And I said, absolutely not. The Conjuring's the worst movie ever, not because it's bad, but because it's the scariest freaking movie ever. And I was like, no. And then we brought up, Sarah and I had watched Haunting on Hill House, and we watched it without the boys.
By ourselves. I can't believe it.
Before we had kids, I was pregnant at the time with Ozzy. And it was the best show, scary show I've ever seen.
We
like,
didn't
it was
watch it
so
together,
good.
By the way.
We watched it
separately
at the same
alone.
Time. She had hand, foot, mouth.
And disease for a second.
And so we watched this show and it was so freaking good. And Sarah was like, well, we should watch this with the boys. And I was like, yeah, I'd be down. And then the boys were like, I don't know. Because they're both pretty like, they don't like scary yeah. stuff. And Sarah's like, come on, like, let's just do it.
I was begging. I was literally like, I want
Derek
to watch
was like,
this
no,
so
I don't
want to
watch it.
He's like, you guys are being babies.
Yeah.
Just let's watch.
Turns it on. I'm not kidding you. 20 seconds in. Sarah goes, actually, I'm turning this off. Actually, you want to watch anything else? And we were like, she's like, okay, we're watching something else. Boom, turns
Derek,
it.
Derek wasn't even watching. Derek was literally like this, and Tanner's like,
no,
I don't like this.
Immediately, it goes into something scary, and they both were just like, I'm not looking. And yeah, Sarah goes, I'm going to change it.
So we started watching because we were debating between two things.
Yeah.
And so it was easy for me to be like, okay, never mind. For some reason, I've gotten so soft since having
kids.
It's kids. Like my kids are sleeping upstairs and I'm like, I don't want to bring this vibe into the house.
And when they come, okay, this is the thing, is that there's kids in Haunting on Hill House, right?
Yeah.
And they're like haunted and all these things. Sad. And it's like, when you're in the middle of the night and your kid wakes up and you go into their room,
yeah,
I'm already scared of the dark, okay? Yeah. If they're coming into my room in the middle of the night and I hear creak, 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 and then a little kid walks in, I don't want to be scared.
Exactly.
I just want to know. That's my 5-year-old. She's a little spooked. I think that's
what did it for me. It was just like kids waking up in the middle of the night. That was the first scene. And it's like the kids are like, oh no, I'll go into the little kid's room.
Yeah.
So it's like the parents aren't even there. And I'm like, this is just scary.
It's just scary. So anyway,
bad vibe.
We're soft now. It's fine. Soft.
Maybe we'll give it another go.
I don't know.
I turned it off, Derek was like, well, what happened? What was it? What was this?
He was so interested.
He was actually interested.
That's funny.
Maybe we'll go back, but
we'll see. Knows? It was really good though. If you're into scary stuff, that's a good TV show.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a happy TV show, have we talked about Nobody Wants This?
Yeah, no, we haven't. That's so good, though.
That is the best TV show that has been released in the past 10 years, I swear. It's like a
really good rom-com.
It is.
So fun.
It's like a rom-com movie, but we get it for 10 episodes, mm-hmm. and it was like everything I've ever wanted. I was by myself watching it. I was going to watch one episode, watch the entire thing one night.
Well, each episode is 20 minutes. It's very easy to get through.
And they're actually funny. Like, I was laughing by myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're good.
And both of the boys liked it. So if you need to watch something fun with your husband, that's a good one. Please wants this. It's on Netflix.
Watch it. It's so good. Anyway.
Okay. Well, now that we know this is not, I was like fully preparing myself to be so scared, but I think these are just like fun.
Yeah.
So... This one says, kind of embarrassing on my part. When I was younger, I wanted to always have huge boobs because I didn't have boobs at all. And for Halloween at like age 11, my mother allowed me to be Dolly Parton so I could have boobs and I stuffed my bra. Looking back at pictures, I'm so mortified she let me do that. I even saw my crush when we went trick-or-treating and he looked so scared. Safe to say now, I am happy that I don't have big boobs as an adult.
11 years old,
just being Dolly Parton. I would love to see a photo of that. That is so
really funny.
I love that your mom was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like your mom just being down for you to be Dolly. That's so funny. It.
She was probably getting a kick out of that.
When my claim to fame is for about 10 minutes after I gave birth to Ozzy, I looked like Dolly Parton. And now they don't.
She did, yeah.
But for while I was breastfeeding Ozzy.
Yeah.
Boom.
I don't know. Have you seen Dolly recently?
Are they what?
They're about half the size of yours, like when you were
breastfeeding. They went down. She got a reduction.
No, I mean, yours are like half the size of her current ones.
Oh, you're kidding. Like, she got another boob job.
I think they're bigger. Might have got another one. They are like obscene.
What's so funny about like boob jobs at that time is just like they're just circle rocks.
Yes.
Don't move. They're just like, plastic.
I swear they cut off half of her neck now. They're like,
they're up to here. And when you hug them, you know it's just like, ow.
I mean, but Dolly's like so cute. I love her. So sweet.
I love her. Like, I love her vibe.
She's
so
iconic. Like, if she had.
I love that she has plastic boobs.
She would not be Dolly Parton.
No, so. I want her huge hair. I want her to have her huge plastic circles.
She's so sweet.
Yeah, she is really nice.
I love Dolly. That's just funny that.
You know.
She has to know.
You're giving her a hug and she's so little itty bitty.
Tiny.
And you're just like, boom. Okay, anyway, sorry. My boyfriend and I were Wanda and Vision in 2021 when the show had just come out. We absolutely killed it. Anyways, I was wearing the red bodysuit and I guess I should have gotten a bigger size. We were playing beer pong and I jumped out of excitement because we won, had a nip slip and flashed all his friends. Fast forward now, we're married and still hang out with all these friends.
Oh no, all of the friends have seen the boob.
You know what? I'm one with you. I am so sorry that
Derek's
happened
seen
to
Lauren's
you.
Boobs.
That has happened. Derek's seen Lauren's boobs.
You're gonna go into this long, long story. This explanation.
I'm sorry. I feel Derek's seen Lauren's boobs. Anyway, I feel your pain, and I'm sorry for that. It's something. Why is it so embarrassing? They have nipples too. Why is it so embarrassing? It's the most embarrassing. I felt like a puppy with a tail between my legs.
So
the worst part is like the hope that they didn't see. And then they're like, nope, it's not. You're like, okay.
But imagine all the friends. Like, no, at least that, it's like just that's Derek. Why I'm it's like whatever. You know,
I mean,
it's not great, but like,
wasn't
at
great.
At least it's not all the friends.
If it was all of them,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I feel for you. I'm sorry for that, but that's really funny. I'm glad you can laugh about it now.
Hopefully, they were all too drunk to remember.
They were probably just stoked. All the friends are like,
you better marry that girl. Okay, this says my friends and I went to do a haunted corn maze together when we were in high school. What's important to know is clowns are my biggest fear, and all my friends know this.
Uh-oh.
Turns out there are tons of clowns in the maze, so my friend says, hey, you go in the middle and close your eyes, and we'll all guide you through. Well, we're about halfway through, and all of a sudden, I hear a bunch of clowns start whispering my name and calling for me. I start bawling my eyes out and sprinted through the maze, and all the clowns started chasing me. I made it out, and later I found out that my friends told the clowns my name and what I looked like. I think this is where my trust issues were rooted from.
Stop. These friends are like, don't you worry. Yeah. We've got you, girl.
Yeah.
Come in the middle. We are going to protect you.
No, seriously.
Then they tell the freaking clown.
He says, I was so embarrassed because the boy I liked was there, but thankfully he was really nice about it. That's really sad.
Did he not know that they were pranking her?
Low-key hazing.
Low-key, that's messed up. But it's also a little bit funny because it's like.
It's kind of funny.
You know.
If it's your fear.
Yeah, it's like they're probably your really best friends.
I mean, it's sad that you start crying, though. Like, it wasn't just like, I'm scared, but like, you actually cried. She said bawling.
Oh, yeah.
That's sad.
Oh, my gosh. That reminds me of my sister-in-law. I went to a haunted house with her. We literally, she gets quite frightful, quite easy. And we turned the corner, and there was like a girl crawling on the ceiling, and she just looked back at us. And she just started crying. And then I started like laughing, but also like, are you okay? And she was like laugh crying, but also just like, it was like, she was fine, yeah. But she was like crying.
That's so sad. I could see that though.
Oh, it's so good. She's so tender. I love it. I love it. Love it. Okay. This one says, last year was our first year owning a house in a neighborhood. We were so excited to be able to hand out candy and better get to know the neighbors. My husband always keeps his keys in his pocket and has a garage opener on his key ring. I should also mention it was super cold and windy, so we were sitting in the middle of the garage with the candy. A preteen age girl came up to get candy. She was all alone. When my husband reached to show her the candy bowl, he accidentally pressed the garage button, so it was closing her in. She looked absolutely horrified, and to make things worse, he shouted, "That was so creepy of me," as she ran, almost in tears. We do not speak to the neighbors now, LOL. Just glad a dad or police didn't show up after. Oh my gosh.
Closing her in.
She's that, like, I would be, as a preteen girl, that would be the scariest moment of your life. Like, she'll go on to tell that story to others and be like,
she's like, I got
shut in the garage. Yeah. They were trying to close me in.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. That's pretty funny.
That's a fear.
You need to talk to the neighbors. They're like, we haven't talked to them since. I'm like, you need to talk to them and explain what happened. They're probably like that freaky house.
Yeah. Okay. This one says, I got caught by the cops in a genie costume and the butt was ripped. And I felt so weird. I was just talking to the cops with my butt hanging out.
Got caught by the cops. What were you doing? At a crazy party?
Yeah, what the world? The
butt was ripped.
Just leaves that part out.
Anyway, have you been drinking tonight? He turns around. Sorry, no, officer, no.
Butt ripped. Have you ever had any Halloween? Now that I know these are like kind of funny stories, I'm like, I have a funny Halloween story.
What's your
like,
funny Halloween story?
Well, do you have any?
I mean, I don't have one in mind, so you should go.
I thought this was just spooky central.
What?
Well, literally when we were in Hawaii, did we just tell this on the podcast? Yes, we did. If you missed that, long story short, Derek and I dressed up as, if you missed the other episode, we did talk about this, but on Halloween, we were going to a haunted house in Hawaii with all the friends. They had gone in a separate car and we were driving with another couple. And we were Princess Bride. So I was, what is her name? Why can't I remember her name?
Uh, Buttercup.
Buttercup. Wesleyan Buttercup.
I got there from Lee. Lee Buttercup. Lee Buttercup.
Anyway, so we were Buttercup and Wesley. We were in our costumes and we were driving. We had gotten 5 minutes away from our house and this girl literally pulls out right in front of us. We get in a full on car accident and we swerve and we hit a pole. This is funny. Now, no one was hurt. Our car was totaled. But
since then, that car got stolen. It's fine.
That car is stolen. Never found it.
It's a cursed car.
It's a cursed car.
We needed to get rid of it.
Anyway, we were on the side of the road talking to the cops in our full-on, like, costumes. After getting in a car accident, yeah, that is kind of funny. And people are driving past, like, honking, like, because we weren't hurt. Yeah. Anyway, just kind of funny. Kind of silly. Just talking to the cops. I'm, like, giving all my information. The girl... Also, hit and run. She left.
That's
sped away.
That's scary.
Anyway.
We, 1 year in high school, my senior year, I dressed up as an Oompa Loompa. Have I talked about that?
Yeah.
But
go again.
That I dressed up like an Oompa Loompa. No, I was just going to say it was just funny because I dressed up as an Oompa Loompa with my cousin and then my friend was Willy Wonka. And me and him had all our classes together. So it was super fun because I was just this like weird Oompa Loompa. Like I wasn't a cute Oompa Loompa. I was like ugly Oompa Loompa girl. Yeah. And my cousin had like all her classes alone.
Oh.
And I remember walking past the classroom and looking over and seeing her wig. We had these green bob wigs. Oh. It was just like on the table and she was just this sad Oompa Loompa by herself.
That is rough.
It was really funny though because we went all out on the ugly costume that year.
So it only made sense when you guys were all together.
And I luckily was with Willy Wonka all day, but she unfortunately wasn't. The lone Oompa.
The lone Oompa Loompa.
Okay, let's see. Okay, this one says, I was on a first date with a kid that I had a crush on. For a while, he wanted to go to a haunted house. I really hate scary things, but I agreed since I wanted to go on a date with him. We were at a part in the haunted house where there were stairs that you have to walk down. And next to the stairs was a fake waterfall, and some of the water would splash over onto the stairs. That's kind of cool. At the top, I slipped on some water and fell down the... Sorry. And fell down the very long, that's my sense of humor.
I know.
Fell down the very long and very steep staircase. The actors actually had to break character to make sure I was okay. But I got scared so easily that I was freaking out when they came near me. My date just stood there and watched. Needless to say, we never went on a second date. What a jerk! He got the ick from you flying down the stairs like a soap on... In the shower.
Soap barf. But she said she was freaking out when the people came to help her. Were you like screaming?
She was probably like scared.
I'm so sorry.
That's pretty funny.
That is kind of funny.
That will show that guy's true colors and you don't want him around anyway.
Yeah.
Like, you should have just laughed at that. At least laugh and come over and help me. You know what I mean?
He's just watching you fall down the stairs.
That's horrible. That's kind of a... hazard though.
It's a little horrible. Okay.
We'll say.
This one says, for Halloween, I went down to my friend's house and every year we go on a drive around town and past houses and places where spooky things or murders happened. This night, there were a lot of us that wanted to go on a drive, so it was going to be really squished in the car. My friend's older brother, I had a huge crush on him, in parentheses, told me to just sit on his lap since there wasn't enough room. Oh, so smooth. we went on the drive and everything was great until I started feeling a little weird. When we got back to their house, I got up and realized that I had started my period while we were driving around and bled through my costume while sitting on my friend's older brother's lap, who I had a massive crush on. Luckily, he was a zombie or something that had blood all over the costume, so he never noticed, or at least... never said anything.
Shut up.
But either way, I was mortified, and it's absolutely terrible every time I think back and remember it. He just added blood to the costume.
No. So he's like, why does this one look so realistic? Oh my
gosh. It's like a different color.
Ew.
That's so sad.
Stinky.
I always get so scared. That fear is so real.
That is
like, that's
so real.
The worst. Like, I get so scared when I'm sitting on someone's couch and I feel like I'm bleeding them. Yes. Like, am I going to...
Like, they have a white couch and you're just like,
yes.
I actually opt for the floor.
Seriously.
No, the worst is, like, you know that. Have you ever had a crush on your brother? Well, have you ever had a crush on one of your brother's friends?
Not really.
Or, like, a friend's older brother?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel that so hard. Like, you just, the crush that you have for your best friend's older brothers. And you're over at their house all the time. And they're just like, please love me. But they're like, only see you as a little sister. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That is just, you know.
It's really rough.
That's really rough. It's really funny though. Okay, this one says, when I was 9, my mom wanted us to dress up as the rock band Kiss. On her way home from trick-or-treating, she got pulled over for speeding. The cop must have seen her in the mirror or something because he couldn't even make it up to the window. He was laughing so hard. He just waved us to go since he couldn't contain himself. That's one amazing way to get out of a ticket.
Oh my god.
He just loved the costume so much.
That's hilarious.
She's like,
yeah.
License to registration.
Tongue out the window.
Ew, that's, I just licked so my mic.
Funny. Ew. All right, this says, this is my freshman year at BYU Idaho. My friends and I dressed up in onesies and went to the school's Halloween event. Immediately after, they asked if I wanted to go dancing, and I naively said yes, thinking it would be like a church dance. We get to the location. It's this old mattress warehouse downtown that had been turned into a club. My friends and I walked in wearing our onesies and literally everyone else in these skimpy Halloween costumes grinding on each other. We made the most out of the situation and had fun, but it was wild for an 18-year-old Mormon girl at the time. I never went back to that place again.
Cue the sound of like, on Halloween is the one night a year you can dress
like a total slut.
But like, that's so funny. That is, I like so that funny. I like being like the funny one.
Yeah.
In the, you
everyone's
know,
just looking hot, grinding on each other. You guys walking in your skirts, onesies.
I love that.
It's hilarious.
Okay, this says,
I know a little something about wearing a onesie to class.
Yep. Sarah's our onesie girl.
Yeah. This one says, I went to a haunted house with my boyfriend and his friends, and it was my first time going to one. I had so much anxiety. I was feeling sick, but I went on with the night. And we were in a part of the haunted house where it was so dark and my anxiety was still so high, and a character scared me and I threw up all over them. And since they screamed, I'm pretty sure some of it went in their mouth. I was so embarrassed after. This is Lauren's worst nightmare.
Can you imagine? You're this, like, I'm scaring you. I'm like, and you're immediately just huck-a-chucking
into their mouth.
When you get scared, you barf. That is a risk.
Oh my gosh.
I couldn't be your friend because I love to scare.
Yeah.
No. And I'd be so scared to scare you.
That's so sad. I would have been so embarrassed. Literally barfing even is just embarrassing. Yeah. Went in their
That's
mouth.
So bad.
That's horrible.
That's so bad. Okay. This one says, in high school, my friend had a notorious Chick-fil-A cow costume. It was like a legit mascot suit. Many pranks were pulled around our small town with this thing. Well, on Halloween night, my freshman year, we were at a party and I put the cow suit on for a minute. Somehow a big group of us ended up on the trampoline and I was being pushed around by a bunch of guys and girls like I was a punching bag. It was hilarious.
What? What?
I just love that it says I was getting punched around like a punching bag. It was hilarious. Trust me, I loved it. These were my friends.
That's good.
Oh man. I was getting black eyes left and right. It was hilarious.
Bruises. Oh my gosh.
Sorry. Okay, it was hilarious. Somehow.
To read that part again. We know it was hilarious.
It was hilarious. Trust me. It was hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'm gonna cry. My green off. Ugh. Okay.
Should I finish this one?
I totally got it. Okay, Trust me. Okay. It was hilarious. Okay. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Do you want me to finish this one?
I truly got it. I just gotta find my spot. Okay, I can see now. Somehow the cow heard.
Somehow the cow head never came off. So a lot of people had no idea.
I can do it. Okay. Somehow the cow head never came off. So a lot of people had no idea who was in there. She's trying to get off. Oh. So they don't have any idea who was inside. Okay. I keep losing my spot. I was inside the suit laughing uncontrollably at how ridiculous the whole scenario was as I was being flung around the tram trying to control this massive cow head from whipping too hard. Oh my gosh. From whipping around too hard. Everyone started jumping pretty hard too. Okay, everyone started jumping pretty hard too, and I lost control and peed my pants. Luckily, nobody saw because I was in the suit, but in the midst of all this chaos, a guy asked if he could wear the suit next. I panicked. Immediately, I pulled my arms into the suit and texted my sister, who was also at the party, and told her how screwed I was. We devised a plan with my friend who owned the suit about how to play it cool and not embarrass me in front of a bunch of junior and senior boys. They ended up telling everyone I got sick while being pushed around on the tramp and puked in the suit. Because that's better than peeing your pants.
That's so much worse.
Which is probably just as embarrassing. Also, nobody bought it.
Nobody believed her.
They both walked out to the car with me to take me home like true homies and help calm me down in the embarrassment. I spent the rest of the Halloween night at home and we never spoke of it again. R.I.P. Okay, that got me really
that
good.
That is so funny. That is good. That was really good.
That tickled my fancy.
I love how that is.
They were punching me in my eyeball sockets. It was hilarious.
Me, throwing me around. I love how that's like a 4-paragraph thing.
There's so many nuances in there.
And this one says, our country does not celebrate Halloween like the U.S. That's a horror story on its own.
Oh, what the freak? The next one. I took an hour to read that last one. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
But there were so many nuances, so many great little nuggets that I needed to hold on to. Because that brought me to life. Thank you for that.
Next week is the real horror. Okay.
Yeah. Next week is going to be actually scary. Anyway, thank you guys for your submissions. Those were really great. And they brought me a lot of joy today. Most of them.
That was a really good laugh.
Yeah. So thank you for that. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Next week, you can look forward to a new costume. Mm-hmm. And then a couple days after we release that is actually Halloween. Or I think a day later.
Yeah.
Might be like right around Halloween. I hope that you stick around and, you know, watch our next episode next week.
You know what would be a funny little segment to do?
What?
If people submitted their Halloween costumes and gave some ideas. And
then I love that.
Put the pictures up online.
I love it.
If you already have it. Maybe we'll do that. But thanks for all your submissions.
Yes. Thank you so much. And for participating and listening. We love you if you're listening to this. And I hope you have the best day ever. And
bye. Bye from Glinda.
Bye from the Wicked Witch of the West. Does she sound like that?
I don't think so. Not in Wicked, at least.
I know, but like maybe in Wizard of Oz. In Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Give him a...
Yeah!
You're my little precious.
Okay, this is getting worse and worse.
Literally Latino.
It's so bad. It's so bad. I'm sorry. Okay. I don't know how to be a wicked witch.
Yeah.
But anyway, we love
you. We'll keep practicing.
We'll keep practicing, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.